It was on an Easter Sunday when a congregational member known as Seldom Seen Gene was there for worship. And following the service, the pastor greeted Gene and said how glad she was to see her. And Gene complimented the pastor on the great service and wonderful message it was and how inspirational it was. And Gene went on to say that, "I'm just following the Lord's example. He can rise early one Sunday a year, and so can I." So God bless Jean and those like her who recognize the importance and the magnitude of Easter and the resurrection of Jesus and celebrating that. That Easter makes things new. It makes the message new. We look at the love of God now through the cross and through the resurrection. That once and forever, the love of God has been made new. And so then it's with this background and with this understanding, we hear about Jesus talking about a new commandment and talking about love for one another. Now when Jesus talks about a commandment, He shares with His disciples something that they're very familiar with. First of all, recognizing that commandments are not laws. But rather, when we look at scriptures to command, when God commands, when Jesus shares commands, it is one who has authority to give direction and instruction, to exert their influence and their power. It's a calling, a summons that is given. And the people of God and disciples of Jesus are to answer that. For standards are set that are to be met. And it is important to understand that it's to lead to achievement, to accomplishments, to the fulfillment of ministry. For the idea of loving one's neighbor is a commandment that they were well aware of. It goes back to the time of Exodus and from the teachings of Moses. You can read about it in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, this love for neighbor. And so Jesus is sharing now a new command, a new instructions to His authority, giving the disciples their marching orders. They have been briefed and now they're to be sent out. They're to be doers of the good news and the gospel. And so then, as they are sent out, they are instructed to love one another. Just by sharing that instructions makes it know that it's possible. It's possible. Jesus would not have given that direction without the understanding that it could be done. But also we recognize that it's not an emotion. It is not something of the heart. But rather, it's a deliberate principle on which we live by. And it is realized, this love, in our actions towards one another. We are to set about doing that in our mind. And it encompasses all aspects of our life, all that we do, and all that we are. And so then, as Jesus shares this new commandment, what changes everything in how we look at it is when He says, "As I have loved you." As I have loved you. For when we look at the love of Jesus, we have to look at the cross. We have to recognize a sacrificial love. A love that is all-giving. A love that is exhaustive. Something that is unnatural to us as human beings. But this is our understanding then of God's love. Love one another as I have loved you. For it extends to our Christian fellowship, it extends to our neighbor, It extends to our enemy. It encompasses the entire world. We are to love those that we do not even like. It is the principle that we are to hold on to when we relate to one another, even the unlovable. We recognize, too, that bad behaviors and bad actions and bad attitudes of offenders do not go unchecked. There are consequences and responsibilities that go with them, but what is our reaction to them? How do we act in return? For if we are to love, it means we're not to seek out to intentionally harm or to revenge. But rather, we are to be a contrast to human bitterness. And so then, as we had traveled to New York this last week, just east of Albany on the other side of the Hudson River, it's where our oldest daughter now lives. Our strong-willed oldest daughter, our opinionated oldest daughter, lives with her equally strong-willed husband. He has two daughters, ages 11 and 9, then also includes our granddaughter, 7, two dogs, ages 2 and 3, and now our youngest daughter, our independent youngest daughter, our intelligent youngest daughter. And so they are now all in one household as we moved our youngest daughters into the basement. Allison and I, in our visit there, stayed at the hotel. And so we reflect now on their relationships with one another, what it means, and the challenges it will provide, and the commitment it will require. This love that they have for one another, how it will be expressed and lived out. And this love that Jesus speaks of, is that even possible? Probably on occasion. But when Jesus speaks of it, he speaks of it as something we are to keep working at, to committing ourselves to. One author describes this as a personal love, as a messy love, a sweaty love, a crazy love, a broken love, a whole love. That is infused with divinity, that is gorgeously human. Love one another as I have loved you is our calling, is our challenge, and to what we are to be committed. And Jesus says that by doing so, everyone will know. Everyone will know that you are my disciples. For you will stand out in the world in which you live. You in so many ways be exceptional. In the benevolence that you share, your disposition towards goodness and kindness, generosity and support of one another, of building up rather than tearing down. And as Jesus addresses his disciples for perhaps the last time, he says to them, little children. Little children. To see themselves as children who need to be guided by Jesus, led by Jesus, who will be encouraged by Jesus. And so now, as his disciples, we, His children, are guided and led and encouraged in the same way. And we can just imagine Jesus saying, love one another as I have loved you. Commit yourself to it. Challenge yourself. For you can do it. Amen.